Praise God. Praise God. Turn with me this morning to the book of John, chapter number 8 and verse number 31. John chapter 8, verse number 31. If you're there, say amen. Amen. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. We've never been slaves before. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Amen. If Jesus makes you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. I'd like to minister this morning about our freedom. And I know this is maybe a little cliche this time of year, but I've got somewhere I'm going with this, all right? So let's pray this morning and let's ask for God's anointing. Lord Jesus, God, I'm so thankful for your word, God. I'm thankful for the freedom that you've given us in this country, Lord God, that you've blessed us with so richly, Lord. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for your precious word. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us, God, through the understanding of your word and through the infilling of your spirit. God, we thank you for this opportunity today to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Praise God. I've heard it said before, and you've probably heard it as well, that freedom is not free. Amen. Freedom comes at a cost. Amen. Freedom comes at a cost. Amen. This time of year, we celebrate Independence Day. We celebrate the 4th of July. In fact, maybe some of these younger ones, they know it as the 4th of July, but they don't know what it really means. Amen. That we're celebrating the independence of our country. Amen. We're celebrating our freedom. And let me tell you, if you have not looked into other countries, amen, if you've not looked into other places, amen, we have a lot of freedoms that a lot of people in this world do not possess. Amen. A lot of countries do not have the liberty to come to church like we've come this morning and clap their hands and sing unto the Lord with and to give God a shout of praise. Amen. But there are countries that have to do so in seclusion, and they have to do so in a lockdown type of situation. Amen. There are countries that do not have and are not given the opportunity to exercise the freedoms that we so, you know, honestly, we take for granted sometimes. Amen. We have freedom because there were people that were willing to pay the price. Amen. I looked it up real briefly, and I'm not going to go into every war, but just to give you some idea, the American Revolution, the Revolutionary War, there were a total of 217,000 men, U.S. servicemen, that died in that war. 217,000, that's a lot of people. Amen. That's over double the population of our city. Amen. That doesn't seem like a lot in comparison, but that's a lot. Every single one of those people, that's a life. Amen. The American Civil War, there were 3,200,000 people, men, servicemen and women, that died in that war. Okay, our numbers are going up a little bit. World War I, there were 4,700,000 men and women, service people, that died in that war. And if you study out World War I, we didn't get involved until the very end of it. We kind of tried to mind our own business and stay out of it. Amen. But 4 million U.S. men and women died. World War II, amen, the most dramatic death toll that we have ever seen. Amen. 16 million, just over 16 million servicemen and women died in that war. If you look up all the wars from 1775 to the Desert Storm conflict in the early 90s, amen, almost 42 million deaths. 42 million. That's hard for me to fathom. Amen. 42 million people were willing to go and to die for our freedom. Amen. These men and women paid a price. Amen. They paid it with their blood. They paid it with sweat. They paid it with tears. Amen. And ultimately, many of them paid for it with their own lives. Amen. And they don't get to reap the benefit of that, but we get to reap the benefit of that. Amen. You and I here this morning, we get to reap the benefit of the freedom that they paid for. John chapter 15 and verse 13. Amen. Turn there with me this morning. I want you to see this. John 15 and verse 13. It says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Praise God. Amen. Now, I know this is not specifically what this scripture is talking about, but if we think about all the people that laid down their lives, amen, and they laid down their lives for you, and they laid down their lives for me, and I wasn't even their friend, amen. They didn't even know me. They didn't know you, amen. But they were willing to go, and they were willing to pay the price. John called this type of sacrifice love, amen. These men and women love their families. They love their families enough to leave them and to go fight. Amen. They love their country. Amen. They love the freedom that had been established and that we enjoy. Amen. They love the freedom so much that they were willing to fight for it. Amen. They were willing to fight unto the death. Amen. If you study out history, and I'm not going to get into it all, but it's interesting to me to read and to look into some of these wars and how they were fought, amen, and how it was almost a slaughter, how these men died, amen. If you read about the beaches of Normandy when they stormed those beaches, amen, so many hundreds and thousands of people died upon those beaches. They were going uphill. They were fighting against the odds, amen. They knew that a good majority of them would not make it out alive, but they were willing to push and they were willing to fight, amen, because they knew that even though this many people would die, that there were going to be some that would break their way through and that would obtain the freedom that they so desired. Amen. Amen. They knew that it was worth fighting for. And freedom is worth fighting for. Amen. In this country, like I said, sometimes we take it for granted. Amen. And as I believe, as we've gotten farther and farther away from World War II and even the Desert Storm conflict, amen, these wars that we fought, amen, as we get farther and farther away from them, I believe that there's more and more people that don't understand what it means to pay the ultimate price. Amen. My generation and the younger generations, they don't understand what it means to pay this price. And I'm not advocating that we go to war. Amen. Please don't misunderstand me. Amen. But we need to understand that there are people that paid the price for our freedom. Amen. They did it because they loved. Amen. They did it because if we look up the word love, if we talk about the word love, love is selfless. Amen. They were selfless. These people were selfless. And I believe the greatest example of this love is shown to us in the Word of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which you have also received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved." Amen. "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Excuse me. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received." The Apostle Paul says, this is what I received. Amen. And that's what I'm preaching to you. How that Christ died for our sins. Amen. According to the Scriptures. Amen. And that He was buried. And that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Amen. I want to help us this morning to see that this sacrifice had a reason. Amen. It wasn't something that just happened in Scripture and we can read over it and we can go about our business. Amen. But this sacrifice that Jesus paid, this love that He showed to us, had a reason. It had a purpose. Amen. There was a plan that was established long before Jesus was born. Amen. And I'll tell you, that reason is you. Amen. And that reason is me. That reason is everybody under the sound of my voice today. Amen. Amen. That's the reason that he was willing to go and to die. Amen. And to be buried. Amen. But thank goodness he didn't stay buried. Amen. But he was resurrected on the third day. Praise God. Most of us know this story. We know how he was born and how he came into this world. Amen. We know how he was born of a virgin. Amen. That was the child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it was foretold that his name would be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. God came down to be with us. Amen. If that doesn't get you excited this morning, I don't know what will. Amen. God came down to be with us. Amen. That's exactly what he was going to be. He was going to be God with us. He would be the fullness of God, robed in flesh, robed in humanity. Amen. God could have stayed up in heaven. Amen. And he could have just watched everything happen from that vantage point. Amen. But he chose to come down to this earth. He chose to come down and to be with us. Amen. John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen. We know that. Verse 14 tells us the Word was made flesh. Amen. And he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as if the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And so God, the one who created everything, the heavens and the earth, he came down to this earth in the form of man. Amen. Why would he do that? Why would he come down in the form of man? Why would he come down to be like you and I? Amen. To our weaknesses. Amen. We're so much lower than he is. Why would he do that? Amen. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. Amen. They called his name Jesus because he came to save his people from their sins. Amen. Praise God. The scriptures tell us why he did it. He came down to save us from our sins. Amen. That's why Jesus came down and he robed himself in flesh. He came down to help us. Amen. He came down for you and he came down for me. Amen. Amen. We don't know much about his childhood and the growing up part of Jesus. Amen. In the scriptures, there are little bits and pieces that we can pick up. And eventually, we get to see more of his life. Amen. He becomes a young man. Amen. Jesus was around 30 years old when he began his ministry. That's when he began teaching. That's when he began ministering unto people. Amen. That's when he began healing the sick. Amen. And raising the dead. Amen. Amen. And it wasn't for his sake. He didn't get anything out of it. It was for our sake. Amen. It was for a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. Amen. I talked about him last week that he came. Amen. And he came to Jesus and he began to shout out and cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. Amen. And such as were some of you and me. Amen. When I needed Jesus so badly. Amen. And as he passed by me, amen, I lifted my voice to him and I said, "Jesus, have mercy on me, thou son of David. I need you, God. I need you more than anything." Amen. I tried to make it on my own and I just messed it all up. Amen. But I came to a place in my life where I understood that I needed him more than anything, that I needed him so desperately. Amen. He came to save his people from their sins. Amen. He came to do it for our sake. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. It says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." Amen. "And to give his life a ransom for many." Amen. That word minister means like, I mean, we would think of it today as like a waiter. Somebody that waits on somebody. Somebody that takes care of somebody. He came down to take care of you and he came down to take care of me. Amen. He came to give his life a ransom for many. Amen. And it wasn't just 2,000 years ago. Amen. He came to give his life as a ransom for everybody that's here today. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. Turn there with me this morning. Philippians 2 and verse 5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, wait a second, amen. That's a good one, God scripture. Amen. That tells us, that reaffirms to us that God came down and robed himself in flesh. Amen. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Amen. That's what Jesus did. Jesus came to minister. He came to be a servant. Amen. He came to reach out to those that are in need. Amen. He came to reach out to those that did not have the ability to do it themselves. Amen. He came to reach out to those who were trapped and locked into sin and they could not get out from under it. Amen. He came to reach out to people that were lost in a dying world. Amen. And they had no hope. Amen. I fit into that category. Amen. He came searching for me. Amen. He came searching for you. He came to help sinners. Praise God. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17 says, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician. Amen. If you're not sick, you don't go to the doctor, do you? Maybe you do if you consider that fun. I'm not going to knock anybody today. Amen. But I don't go to the doctor. Amen. Even if I'm sick, I try not to go to the doctor. Amen. I don't like doctors. Amen. I like their bills even less. Amen. And so I don't go to the doctor, but amen. He said that those that are whole have no need of a physician, but those that are sick. Amen. If you're sick, especially if you're really sick, you need to go to the doctor. Amen. Because they know better than you do. They know your body better than you do. They understand what could be going on inside of you. They have medicine and technology that our bodies, we can't do it by ourselves. Amen. Those that are sick need a physician. Goes on to say, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. If we have everything figured out, amen. If we have everything, we've got all of our problems solved, amen. And we don't need any help, amen. Why do we need Jesus? Amen. But none of us fall into that category. We may think we have it figured out, amen. But we'll soon find out. It's like a glass house that's built up, amen. And it's just going to come tumbling down any day. Amen. I know of people, amen, and you've seen them, and they look like they've got it all figured out. They look like they've got everything going for them. They've got money. They've got possessions, amen. They've got all these things, but if you get to know them and you get to talk to them, amen, most of those people are very shallow. Most of those people are very empty on the inside, amen, and they're searching for something. They're searching for true happiness. Amen. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. Amen. People like me, people like you. Amen. That's who he came for. He came to reach out to those that were far, far away from God. And I'll tell you, when I came to God, I was far, far away from him. Amen. He came to reach out to people that have lost sight of where God is and where God needs to be in their lives. That he needs to be the most important part of our life. Amen. He came to reach out to people that maybe have never known God. Amen. They've never experienced him. They don't understand. They've never read the word of God. They've never heard it preached to them before. He didn't go to the religious leaders of that time or the people who thought they had it all figured out. He went to the people that knew that they didn't have it figured out. Amen. People like blind Bartimaeus that were crying out, that were willing to cry out, and they didn't care who heard them and who saw them and who thought less of them. Amen. Oh, well, this one, I think of the story of the publican and the sinner. Amen. And the publican came to the front. Amen. And he brought his offering. Amen. Amen. And he wanted everybody to see just how much money he had. And he said, God, I'm so thankful that I'm not like everybody else. I'm thankful that I'm not like that sinner that's in the back of the church. Amen. But the publican, amen, he didn't have it figured out. Amen. Because the sinner, he had it figured out. He was in the back of the church and he was smiting his breast. And he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the Bible says that that man, when he left the house of God, more justified than the publican. Amen. Because he came and he understood that he had a need. He understood that he needed God and he didn't have it all figured out. Amen. That's the best place that we can be, is to figure out that we don't have anything figured out. and that we need God so desperately in our lives. Amen. He came down to minister. Amen. He came down and He came down to minister to us. He came to minister to us this morning. There are so many scriptures, so many instances in the Bible that we can learn from and glean from. Amen. He did it for the people of that day, but He also did it for you and for I today. Praise God. The religious leaders of that day, they didn't like it. They didn't like what He was doing. They didn't like the fact that Jesus had come for someone other than them. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that He came for somebody just other than the Jews. Amen. We wouldn't be here today. Amen. If He hadn't extended His hand unto the Gentiles. Amen. Amen. But the religious leaders of that day, they didn't like it. They hated the fact that His ministry threatened their power and their position. Amen. As He was reaching out to people like you and I, they were conspiring against Him to kill Him. And we know the story. We know how they wrongfully accused Him, how they brought Him before Pilate, they brought Him before Herod, amen. And they wanted Him dead. They wanted Him gone, amen. Their sole plan and their sole purpose was to get rid of Jesus. And amen, you know what? They got exactly what they wanted. Amen. The Bible tells us that he was scourged. Amen. He was beaten. It's not a beautiful picture. If you have a mental picture of it, it's not something that we want to think about. Amen. Just like these wars that I talked about are not something that we want to think about. They're bloody. Amen. They're not beautiful sights. Amen. It's not a beautiful thing when people take each other's lives. Amen. But He was beaten. Amen. The Bible says He was laid open. His back was laid open with whips. Amen. So much so that He was so disfigured that you almost couldn't even recognize Him as a man. Amen. They pushed a crown of thorns down upon His head. Amen. He was bleeding. The Bible says that they slapped Him, that they spit on Him. Amen. He was laughed at and He was mocked. He suffered. Amen. He hurt. He had pain. Amen. He had those things because He chose to come down and to come into this body of flesh. Amen. He came down to sacrifice for you and for I. Can you imagine that? Why would they do all that to Him? Why would they do that to Him? He didn't do anything against them. He came to help and He came to save. Amen. Eventually, they took Him to a place called Golgotha. Amen. And there they nailed His hands and His feet to a cross. Amen. They lifted up that cross for everybody to see. Amen. They said, look, there's your Savior. Amen. What are you going to do about it? Amen. There was Jesus upon that cross, the one that came to help, the one that came to minister. He was there hanging in anguish upon that cross. And it was upon that cross that the Bible says that He gave up the ghost, that He died. Oh, well, God can't die, and you're right, God can't die. And that's why right before the man Jesus died, He gave up the ghost. The Spirit of God left Him. Amen. And the Bible says He gave up the ghost. It was on that cross that Jesus died. Why did He do all of that? Nobody in their right mind would do all of that, right? Why did He have to suffer that way? Why did He have to endure all that pain? He didn't deserve it. Amen. We deserved it. I deserved that type of death. Amen. The Bible says, for the wages of sin are death. Amen. The wages are what you earn when you go work on your job. Amen. So the wages, what we earn when we sin, is death. That's what we deserve. We deserve to die for our own sins. Amen. But the Bible goes on in that scripture to say, but the gift of God is everlasting life. Amen. It's a gift that He gave unto us. Amen. God came down to be manifest of the flesh for a sacrifice. Amen. Because He loved us. The Bible says that He could have called down 12 legions of angels to help Him, but He didn't. Because He wanted to go all the way. He wanted to go to the very finish. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, and being found in fashion as a man. Amen. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. He gave him a name above every name. Amen. Amen. In Acts, and we're not going to read it, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. I'm telling you today, if you have not taken on the name of Jesus Christ, amen, you are still in your sins. Well, how do I take on the name of Jesus? Amen. We're going to get into that. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Amen. It says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God. Praise God. Amen. We could shout about that today. Amen. And one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Praise God. He did it for you and he did it for me. He did it for every single one of us here today. And he didn't have to. Amen. God knows that, and we know that we don't deserve it. Amen. But that didn't stop him. Amen. And I'm so thankful today. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3, it says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief. He hath carried our sorrows. Amen. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. Verse 5 says he was wounded for whose? Ours. Our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Amen. There is not a single disease or sickness that can come against our body that Jesus is not able to overcome. Why? Because he was willing to pay the price. Amen. He was willing to pay the price for your freedom and for my freedom. Amen. He did it, every bit of it, for us. He died so that we didn't have to. Amen. Amen. He died so that we didn't have to pay the price for our own sins. But Jesus came to pay the price for our sins. He came and he repaid our debts. Amen. Amen. Has anybody ever had somebody pay off something that you owed? Amen. Maybe you're wishful, hopeful today that someone will come along and pay off your house for you, pay off your car for you. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you what, it's something that we don't deserve. He came to repay our debts. It's something that we can't earn. It's a gift. Amen. We just have to accept it. Amen. Jesus came and he made that sacrifice on Calvary. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse 9. It says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, toward you and I, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation, we don't use that in our common vernacular very often. I've never heard anybody say it. Amen. But it means the atonement or the sacrifice or the repayment for our sins. He sent his Son, amen, that loved us to be the propitiation of our sins. Amen. That's because we can't get rid of our sins by ourselves. We can try, but we will always fall short. Only God's blood that was shed on Calvary is able to wash our sins away. Amen. We sing the song, and maybe you know it, it says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. God paid the price so that your sins and the things that you are indebted to, you don't have to carry them anymore. You don't have to have them anymore. They don't have to weight you down like a weight anymore. Amen. We know that after Jesus died upon the cross, that his body was taken and it was wrapped in cloth and it was put in a tomb. He was buried. Amen. No doubt people had that he had helped wept and cried. They felt bad. Amen. No doubt his disciples were discouraged and they were confused. Amen. From the carnal eye, it would seem that all hope had been lost. Amen. But we don't look at things through the carnal eye, or we shouldn't, because God had a bigger plan. God had a purpose for what was going on. Amen. No doubt the religious leaders were feeling pretty smug about themselves. They had succeeded, or had they? Amen. You see, God had all of this planned from the very beginning. The Bible says that Jesus would be the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Amen. If we stopped our story right there, we would be like a lot of other religions in this world today. Many other religious leaders have died. Amen. And you know what? They've been buried just like Jesus was. The difference with Christianity is that if you go to the tomb of Muhammad, you're going to find bones there. Amen. If you go to the grave of Buddha, there are going to be bones there. Amen. The tomb that they laid for Jesus, amen, does not have any bones in it today. Amen. Because he is risen. Amen. He is risen from the dead. What are you talking about? This isn't Easter. Amen. What are we talking about today? Amen. Well, we're talking about the death, we're talking about the burial, and we're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's how we obtain our freedom. Praise God. Well, but Brother Reed, you said freedom's not free. Amen. You're right, I did. Amen. But this is a gift that's given to us. Amen. But we have to do something about it. Amen. We don't have to go to Calvary. We don't have to go hang upon a cross for our sins. Amen. We read it this morning, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. It says, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which you have also received, and wherein you stand, by which you are also saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. It says, for I delivered unto you first that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins, amen, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, amen, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The gospel, or the good news, is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to help us to understand that this was for each and every one of us. Amen. This was for everybody here today. He paid that price for you so that you didn't have to, because you didn't have the ability to do it. He died so... Amen. So that we don't have to physically die. Amen. But we do have to die. We have to die spiritually. The Bible says we must die. Amen. We die out in repentance. Amen. We die out to our old flesh. We die out to our old lifestyle. We die out to our old way of living. Amen. We die out to our old way of thinking. Repentance is an about face. Amen. When we're walking, and I know I use this example, but I think it illustrates it so very well. If God is a light, amen, and the light's over here, and we're walking away from God, and we're getting farther and farther from the light, and that represents our world. Our world has gotten so far away from God that they're groping in darkness. Amen. But if we do an about face and we turn around and we're facing towards God, we're not where we need to be, but at least we're facing the right direction. And as we walk with God, and as we try to draw closer to Him, that light gets brighter and brighter. Amen. Amen. Well, when are we going to reach the light? Not in this life. Amen. We're just striving. The Bible calls it a race. Amen. That we're running. Amen. And no matter how fast you run, amen, the light's going to get brighter. Don't misunderstand me. Amen. But we cannot comprehend, and we cannot take the fullness of that light. Not until we see Him in eternity. Amen. So the Bible says that we must die. We die in repentance. Amen. It then goes on to say that we we must be buried as he was buried. Not in a physical tomb, but rather in the waters of baptism. That's how we take on the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's more than just a public profession of our faith. Amen. It's more than just letting other people see, oh, well, I'm a Christian now, and this is what I believe now. Amen. Baptism is more than just getting wet. Amen. I took a shower this morning. Hopefully everybody here did. Amen. But it's more than just getting wet. Amen. We are buried with him in baptism. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. Turn there today. It says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, that's going down in the water, amen, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. And that's God filling us with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Baptism is for the remission, or the blotting out of our sins. That's how our sins are gotten rid of. Amen. We can't start a new life if we've got our old life hanging on to us. Amen. We can't live a new and a victorious and a free life, amen, if we're still bound by the sins of our past. And so we go down in the waters of baptism and those sins are remitted and we rise in a newness of life. Just as Jesus was resurrected, we must also be resurrected. Amen. Just as Christ rose from the dead, we must rise in a newness of life. That's where we get the term born again. Amen. You hear people talk about being a born again believer. Amen. Being a born again believer. Amen. Well, you should be able to tell when somebody's been born again because they're not going to be the same. Yeah, they're going to be the same person and they're going to have the same, you know, characteristics. Amen. They're going to have the same upbringing. Amen. But little by little, you're going to begin to notice changes in them. You're going to be able to see God working on their life. Amen. They're not going to go to the places that they used to go. They're not going to go around the people maybe that they used to hang out with, and they're not going to talk like they used to talk. Amen. Well, that's radical. Why would somebody do that? Amen. Because Jesus did it for us. Amen. He paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Amen. And all he asks, and it's not even an ask, amen. He's not even asking. He's not demanding. You don't have to do it. He desires that we do it, but he's not going to force it upon anybody. But he's given us an opportunity at freedom. Amen. Amen. We are born again in the resurrection when God fills us with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. When God puts his Spirit inside of us so that we are no longer have to be a servant to sin. Well, Brother Reed, how do I overcome this sin? How do I overcome this thing? I've tried myself. Amen. But when the Spirit of God is inside of you, God gives you power. God gives you ability. It's not you that's doing it. It's God working through you. Amen. The Bible calls it Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. God puts his Spirit down inside of us and gives us the ability to obtain true freedom. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Turn there this morning. Colossians 2 and verse 10. It says, Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Amen. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, that's talking about our sins, that's talking about our old lifestyle, amen, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Amen. Praise God. That's exciting today. Amen. That means everything that I did in my past, I don't have to hold on to it anymore. Amen. The devil can't bring it back around and say, oh, you remember the time that you did that? Amen. You're right, I do remember it. Amen. But it's under the blood. Amen. It no longer has dominion over me. It no longer has power over me. Blotting out. Amen. Washing away the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Amen. And took out of the way, nailing it to his cross. He nailed my sins to his cross. He nailed your sins to his cross. Amen. He knew that we were going to need freedom 2,000 years later. Amen. So he said, you know what? I see the sins that are going to be committed some 2,000 years later. I'm going to go ahead and nail those to my cross while I'm taking them. Amen. While I'm taking the sins of the world. Praise God. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen. They thought they had him. They thought they had it figured out. They got the high priest, amen, and they got Pilate. They got everybody on board, and they took him to the cross. Amen, and they're probably rubbing their hands, and they're excited, and they're jumping up and down. We crucified him. We won. But they didn't realize that they were just playing into his plan. Amen. They were just playing into what he had already foreordained before he ever stepped foot on this earth. Amen. They did what he wanted them to do. Why? How is that possible? Because he's God. Amen. Amen. And he knows everything and he's in control of everything. Jesus paid the ultimate price for me and he paid the ultimate price for you. He did it because we weren't able to pay the price ourselves. We don't have the ability to pay the price for our freedom. And just like all those people in these wars that have passed away, we didn't have to pay for that. I didn't have to pay for that. You didn't have to pay for that with your sin. Excuse me, you didn't have to pay for that with your life. Amen. You didn't have to pay for our freedom, for the freedom of our country with your life, because somebody else paid that price for you. Amen. And you don't have to pay the price for your sins because somebody already paid that price for you. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23 says, but you are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. So Jesus paid the price so that we could be free. We don't have to be servants anymore. We don't have to be servants of men. We don't have to be servants of our sins. We don't have to be servants of the old lifestyle. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Amen. The people don't like that. They don't like to think about being a servant. I don't want to serve anybody. Amen. But we are. The Bible calls us free servants. Amen. We're not indentured servants. We're not bought servants. Amen. We are bought in the sense that we're paid for. Our sins are paid for. Amen. But we are free servants. We're that servant that after the master says, you can go free and you can go do whatever you want to do and you can go build your own house. And we're that servant. Amen. And this happened after the Civil War. Amen. That there were masters and good masters. Amen. That loved their servants and took care of them. Amen. And after the Civil War, they said, you're free to go. And they said, I don't want to go. I'm happy here. I have all my needs taken care of. I have all my needs met here. And so they were set free, but they still served their master. Amen. Amen. We're free to make that decision. Nobody will be forced to make this decision. Amen. But he came, and it says we were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Sister Reed, would you come this morning? Amen. I want us to understand this morning, everything that Jesus did, he did it for us. Amen. He did it for you. He was born into this world for you. He ministered and he taught for you. He suffered and he was rejected for you. He went to Calvary. We don't like to think about this, but he did. He went to Calvary and he died for you and for me. He went to the grave for each and every one of us. Amen. And I'm so thankful today that he rose from that tomb, and it was all for each and every one of us here today. Amen. You don't have to make it on your own. Let me encourage somebody, stop trying. Stop trying. It's so much effort. It's so much work. It's so tiring to try to make it on your own. God paid the price for you already, and he wants to help you to make it. He wants to fill that void inside of you. You don't have to figure it all out. God has already figured it all out. Amen. He's just waiting on you to come to him and to ask him for his help. It's true. Amen. We don't deserve and we can't earn the gift of God, but he has made it available for us as a free gift. Who likes to receive presents today? Everybody, I hope. I like birthdays. I like Christmas. Amen. When you get older, maybe you just get a pair of socks or, you know, some undershirts or whatever, but we like to receive gifts. Amen. But this is a gift that we can't earn. We can't be good enough to earn this gift. We can't be good enough to deserve this gift. But he's made it available to us today. All we have to do is respond. All we have to do is give ourselves to him. Praise God. Why don't we stand together this morning? Amen. Why don't we just lift our hands right now, right where you're standing. God knows where you're at. God knows everybody that's here. He knows every situation. Amen. Let's just thank him for this gift that he's given to us. Let's thank him for his mercy. Let's thank him for what he's done for us. Amen. And not only what he's done for us in our past, but what he's going to do for us in the future.